Hello and welcome to the Web Certain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Baidu faces an investigation over the death of a Chinese teenager. Google Chrome is now the world's most popular desktop browser. And in Brazil, broadcast television makes up over half of the total advertising spend. The Chinese government has begun an investigation into the search engine Baidu after the death of a student. The 21-year-old was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer in 2014 and died receiving treatment from a controversial therapy that he found as the first result on a Baidu search. After the treatment didn't work, he died this month, and the case has yet again raised questions about the responsibility of Baidu and the false advertising of healthcare on the site. Before his death, he had even publicly accused Baidu of false medical advertising. His comments came just after an earlier outcry where Baidu admitted it allowed healthcare companies to moderate online health forums. Baidu has since filed a request for the hospital where he was treated to be investigated and said that it regretted his death and sought to provide a safe and trustworthy search experience for its users. For the first time, Google Chrome has overtaken Internet Explorer to become the world's most popular desktop browser. After Chrome's launch in 2008, Internet Explorer has been losing ground to its new competition. However, whilst Internet Explorer still has a market share of 41.4%, Chrome surpassed that at the end of last month to achieve a 41.7% share, an advantage of 0.37%. The statistics worked out by net market share include Internet Explorer and its replacement, Microsoft Edge. That's the same browser, as well as counting all versions of Google Chrome as the same browser too. Mozilla Firefox is in third place for desktop browsers, but with a market share of under 10%. The stats also revealed that Chrome has a slightly higher 49% share of all mobile browsing software. Over half of the total advertising spend in Brazil last year went on broadcast television. According to a report released by Kantar Media, while 53% of money spent went on a broadcast TV, the next highest platform was newspapers with just 13% of total spend. After newspapers came paid television, which meant that there was a total advertising spend of 64% on Brazilian TV as a whole. All other advertising avenues made up less than 10% of the total amount for the year, with platforms such as cinemas and digital searches making up as little as 1% each. Whilst it's predicted that television advertising will decrease year on year, it's still expected to make up around 50% of spend in Brazil by the year 2020. Launched in the last few months, new e-commerce app Artistia is looking to capitalize on the high use of Instagram as an e-commerce platform in the Gulf. Used by many young people in the region, Instagram's commerce feature is being used to promote users' handmade crafts in an effort to generate an income from their hobbies and talents. However, new app Artistia has been produced to be used as one of the first e-commerce-only apps in the region. The founder of Artistia believes that the Instagram commerce feature is not the best way to market homemade items, and that the lack of alternatives to Instagram in the past is the only reason people use it. The new app allows users to display their handmade items and promote them online before then sending out the items using a streamlined shipping service available through partnerships with local shipping companies. And finally, the Dominican Republic has announced a target of 70% internet penetration by the year 2020. Currently, internet users in the country make up 53.5% of its population, but only 23% of households have an internet connection at all. The coordinator of the National Commission for the Information Society and Knowledge, Mina Gonzalez, said that the Dominican Republic had set itself a target for increased internet usage across mobile, desktop, and broadband connections by 2020. Whilst the target for internet usage itself is 70%, the country hopes to increase broadband rates from 6% to 10% and to increase mobile connectivity from 41% this year to 55% in 2020. And that's it from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news how-to videos, and more. See you next time.